Hey there, awesome humans. Avery Hot here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy roller coaster with a little dose of stoic wisdom. You know that feeling when you're constantly giving, 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 but it feels like you're getting less and less back? Like you're running on empty, while everyone else seems full of energy? Yeah, I feel you. Today, we're diving into something super important: boundaries. Not those lame fences your parents put up in the backyard, but the invisible lines that protect your emotional well-being in relationships. Ever felt like a doormat, letting people walk all over your feelings and time? We've all been there. It happens to the best of us. But guess what? Setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or cold, it's about honoring your needs and creating healthy, fulfilling connections. Think of it like this. Boundaries are your emotional armor, protecting you from burnout, resentment, and feeling drained. Here's the deal: strong relationships thrive on mutual respect and understanding. When we set clear boundaries, we communicate our values, expectations, and limits. It's a way of saying, hey, I care about this relationship, but I also need to take care of myself. Think about it like Goldilocks: you want your relationships to be just right, not too hot, not too cold, but perfectly balanced. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you build those mental walls of strength. 1. Identify your needs. Before you can set boundaries, you got to know what you need. What makes you feel comfortable? What drains your energy? What values are non-negotiable for you? Get real with yourself. What are your deal breakers? Think about your past experiences. Have there been times when someone crossed a line and made you feel uncomfortable? Take note of those situations. They can be valuable clues to help you define your boundaries. 2. Communicate clearly. Honesty is the foundation of any healthy relationship. Don't beat around the bush. When setting boundaries, be clear, direct, and assertive. Use I statements to express your feelings and needs without blaming or accusing others. For example, instead of saying, "You're always interrupting me," try something like, "I feel unheard when I'm interrupted. Would you mind letting me finish my thought?" 3. Start small. Don't feel pressured to overhaul everything overnight. Start with small, manageable boundaries and gradually build from there. Maybe it's saying no to that extra commitment or politely declining an invitation if you need some downtime. Remember, practice makes perfect. 4. Be consistent. Boundaries aren't a one-time thing, they require consistent effort and reinforcement. If someone crosses your boundary, gently but firmly remind them of it. Don't be afraid to reiterate your needs. It shows that you value yourself and your well-being. 5. Embrace the power of no. Saying no can be tough, especially if you're a people pleaser. But remember, saying yes to everything ultimately leads to burnout and resentment. Learning to say no empowers you to prioritize your own needs and create space for what truly matters. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You've got a friend who's constantly calling you late at night to vent about their problems. You care about them, but it's taking a toll on your sleep and energy levels. Setting a boundary could look like saying something like, "Hey, I love hearing about what's going on with you, but after 9 p.m., I need some quiet time to recharge. Maybe we can catch up tomorrow afternoon." D. It's all about finding that balance, being supportive while taking care of yourself. So, remember, friends, building healthy relationships starts with creating those boundaries. You deserve to feel respected, valued, and protected. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Let me know what your biggest boundary struggles are in the comments below. I'd love to hear from you. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of stoic wisdom to help you navigate life with grace and resilience. See you next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.